Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo, and you are listening to my new podcast, Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise. That's right. I'm a team building expert, and I live in Rancho Cucamonga with... What's that noise? Dale?
Hello?
Lydia. What is that noise?
I'm here. I'm just trimming some. I got a bracket that I need to trim. I'm sorry. I didn't realize the mic had picked that up.
So we'll get to you in a moment. But my name is Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo. I am a team building expert. I live in Rancho Cucamonga. I am married to Alessandro, the wonderful man of my dreams. I have two beautiful twin boys, Eric and Ty. And... how did this show come about? Well, my friend Karen Mitchell, who's living in Hermosa at the time being, she wanted to do a podcast with me because I have another podcast called Let's Talk with me, Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo. But, Karen's been going through some tough times. She said, Lydia, I'd love to get on the podcast train. And I said, well, gosh, I'd love to do that too. And so she's really into these reality shows. So she said, well, let's do one of these, recap shows where, the people come on and they kind of just talk and they talk about the shows they watch. And I said, well, gosh, that sounds easy enough to me. But about a week ago, I haven't been able to get in contact with Karen. And Karen's been, just not returning calls. I've talked to her daughter, Shauna, as well. And she's... Dale?
Hello? Yes. You can hear that, too?
Yes. We'll get to you in.
I apologize. So you want me to stop?
One moment, Dale. I'm just doing the recap real quickly. That's Dale Rogers. And so Karen has, gone rogue. So hopefully she'll be here next week. But because the show started this week, we just have to get to it. And so I invited my friend Dale Rogers. He's a car salesman here in Rancho. He's been helping me. I haven't pulled the trigger on a car yet, as Dale will tell you. But I've been really eyeing the Jetta, which is the car I have currently. But I love the car so much. I know he's been trying to get me into a Tesla. Dale, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I would like to add that I do new car sales and I do new car brokering, but I also work in the used car world. And another side job of mine is I do car repair and refurbishment. And I have done one full car restoration on 71 Oldsmobile Cutlass, but that's just on a, I guess it's more of like a, if you know me, I'll help you out with that. But I don't take those kind of restoration jobs normally.
So that's so good to hear. So Dale, we were talking and I told him I was in a bit of a bind. And Dale said, well, he'll help me out. And so we both watched the premiere episode of Bachelor in Paradise. And of course, this is a show based, it's a series based on the infamous show, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. This is Bachelor in Paradise. This is where, you know, all of the contestants who are trying to find love go to a beautiful island and wear beautiful clothes and do beautiful things and, you know, try to find love.
That's correct.
So I had never seen this before. And, you know, as you know, my friend, my good friend, Karen Mitchell, loves this show. And she was kind of, she was the one spearheading this. And so this was really, I mean, talk about dipping a toe in, you know, I really put my whole heel in, and had you seen it before as well, Dale?
I've seen, it seems like this show is on a lot. I don't remember actually watching it, but I know I've seen the Bachelor on the Beach. You know, I think they did like the Bachelor on the Beach, and I think that's probably what I saw, but
Basically, the show starts where we're meeting all of the contestants, and these are all, you know, beautiful, young, luxurious people who are trying to find love.
Virile, very virile.
And they're very virile.
Yes.
Virile?
I think it's virile. Virile, V-I, not viral, but like V-I-R-I-L-E. Mm. Virile.
Virile.
Yeah, I think that was,
So I wrote down what I did because, you know, there's so many of them and they're just so unique, each one. And this is something I do because I am a team building expert. That is my day job, is what I do. Is I meet with, you know, people in businesses, and I help the people that work at certain businesses. I help them create an environment where they can do best work possible and work with each other in the most uplifting and, you know, almost spiritual ways. And one of those ways is to look at each other in the eyes and see people for what they truly are. And so I did that with some of the contestants here. And let me know if you remember any of these people as I describe them. So first we meet Abigail, and Abigail, I wrote, brunette, orange nails, and she says thank you.
Very, very pretty young lady, yeah.
And then there's Joe the Butcher, and he's brunette.
Is he the butcher? Was he the grocer?
Yes, he works at the butcher, at the grocer.
Okay, yes. I know this is your show, Lydia. I don't mean to correct you. I'm not sure how much leeway you want to give me here, but I do think that they refer to him as the grocer. Which, if you're a grocer, if you are a grocer, you probably do handle butcher duties, so that wouldn't be incorrect. But I think he is called the grocer.
Right. The grocer, yes, Joe the grocer, brunette, and he wore shorts, and he's got a gorgeous smile. And when I saw him, I said, "Well, that's a timeless." You know, I could see him stepping right out of the 1940s, you know, with a little cap on and a little newsboy cap, and you know, with a paper with a satchel around his, you know, shoulder, and kind of, you know, asking if there's work at the docks.
Yes,
you know,
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, or he's working at the grocery store.
Right. I just a timeless smile. I just thought he had the most gorgeous smile. Then there's Ivan, kind eyes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Selena, I thought she was just a model. I said model, yes. Huge smile.
Absolute looker, yes, indeed. All, you know what? All the women so far have been very, very attractive in me.
Kelsey,
another very beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman. It said champagne. Kept saying champagne girl, and she brought champagne with her. And I just saw that as something so luxurious, you know, that she had this champagne with her all the time. And it was just, you know, and that's something, you know, you can't see me, but I've kind of got my hand out, you know, like a luxurious, you know, it was something. She's very luxurious.
Yeah, but I agree. It's very luxurious. I think though she earned that name. They did a replay, and I think when she was on the last show, when she was drinking some champagne, it splashed her in the face. So I don't think the name was really that she's, you know.
But it's always champagne. Isn't that the case, though, that it's always champagne? It's so luxurious that, you know, because it's always champagne, and I think that's, you know, a fun quirk to always, you know, be the girl with the champagne, you know.
Yeah, that is very fun. I agree.
Then we meet Brendan, and one woman described it as she can't look at his eyes for too long, you know, because they hypnotize her. And I thought, well, gosh, you know, that almost sounds like some sort of witch, you know, like some sort of witchcraft. But gorgeous eyes, I thought. But, you know, the way she described it, I thought, well, gosh, that's almost scary the way she said, you know, they hypnotize her.
I agree with that. There's nothing really comfortable about the thought of being hypnotized.
I agree.
Some people say it like
control.
Exactly. Some people say it that it's the, oh, I was hypnotized. I don't want to be hypnotized. I don't want to look at anything that
absolutely
makes me scared.
No.
Yeah. I'm glad you agree.
And that's what she was saying. She was saying, when I looked in the eyes, you know, I almost lose control. And I thought, well, you know, in olden days, they would have called that a witch. But
absolutely,
when I was looking at him, I didn't feel that. I, you know, I thought he had these piercing eyes, you know, but the way she was describing them was almost something, you know, chaotic.
Right.
And then we meet Natasha, very petite. Is what, just a petite beauty.
Yes, another beautiful young lady.
Then Tammy self-described, she said, I'm the loudest person in the room. And I thought, well, you know what? That is an A-plus way to describe yourself, because that is that's the woman that's going to get the job done. That's the loudest gal in the room, and that's Tammy. And I thought that was such a fun way to describe yourself. You know, I'm the loudest gal in the room.
Would you call yourself that when you're not working?
You know, I...
You command attention. Let's be honest. You do command attention.
I'd like to think that I'm the loudest gal in the room. And I'll tell you what, it's not always about tone. It's not always about loudness. Sometimes it's just presence. You can be the loudest gal in the room, and it's just the way you present yourself.
I can understand that, although, you know, I've never been in that particular position myself.
Aaron, I put friendly. Kenny... he came in without wearing any clothes. It was, you know, when everyone was saying, oh, where's your clothes? Where's your clothes? And then he said, well, I'm 40 years old. And then it became, you know, well, gosh, you know, what a treat. What a treat that someone is able to show that they are still healthy and virile.
Yes, indeed. I have to say, there's a little bit of envy on my part.
Well, I think we all did, because, you know, I wouldn't even, show a shoulder, you know, without feeling self-conscious. And of course, that's my own, you know, thing. But I thought that was so funny. He came in and he said, you know, I'm not going to wear a shirt, you know, talk about no shirts, no shoes, no service, you know, no clothes. And they're fine. But it is the beach, you know, some of the bars, you know, at the beach, you know, sometimes they have the sign and they say shoes, you know, shoes and shirt, no service, you know,
right,
they
right.
do a little play on it.
Now that was,
if you're wearing a shirt and shoes, then you won't be able to get any service.
Now, is that legal that he did that? Do they have different laws on it? You know, I know they're on a very exotic island. Are there laws against public nudity like that?
You know, I don't know. And that's something that we might have to look into. But, you know, I didn't see any handcuffs. But, you know, it's television and who knows, you know, because they had the black box around him, you know, and who knows what was going on behind the box, if there was maybe, you know, a pair of shorts or, you know, a towel. But, you know, and to be honest, no one seemed too fazed, you know, because I think if someone was truly naked around me, you know, I would be, you know, my eyes would kind of be widened the whole time. But everyone seemed to be, you know, it is the magic of television. And it is, you know, you don't know what's going on behind the closed doors, you
yeah,
know, or behind the black box.
Hollywood magic.
Connor, Jessenia, Trey, they're all friendly. Then there was Noah, and Noah's the nurse. And I have a thing for Noah. I'm going to say it right here and now. I think Noah is the cat's pajamas, and whoever ends up with that guy is going to be a real, you know, lucky gal. And he went on the date with Abigail, brunette, orange nails, and says, thank you.
Was that the pinata? They went on the pinata date?
They went to the pinata club.
Okay.
And he was just, you know, he had her number, you know, he was saying things. He was kind of looking behind the eyes, and he was saying, I see you. And she was going, well, I'm not sure I see you. And he was saying, well, but I see you.
Yeah.
And very in tune. And I can tell that.
Yeah. He was a very nice young gentleman.
Mari, gorgeous. Tazwan, didn't love the heat. Victoria. Now, Victoria came in, and oh my God, the most gorgeous crown, the most gorgeous golden crown. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, you thought that was gorgeous. I thought it was something that you might get, get when you pulled off at the truck stop somewhere in upstate New York or something. I didn't think that.
I thought it was gorgeous. I mean, it was this grand, and she called herself, it was a goddess crown. It was this gorgeous gold, you know, kind of, you know, like the Virgin Mary, a crown, you know. It was just commanded the room, really. I mean, and it just floated over her head. And you know, I'm sure because it was television, yeah, I'm sure, you know, I didn't get a close look at it, but I just thought the visual of it was just so stunning.
I didn't have that much, you know, I didn't have a positive reaction like you did, crown. But then again, I know you're very, very into, you know, the whole British monarchy and other royal things. So I do know that about you.
Well, I just thought it was stunning. Yeah. I just thought it was stunning. then there was James and Carl and Deandra and Marisa, and they all had kind smiles. And then what a surprise. We get a comedian in our midst, and it's David. It's David.
David Spade.
It's David Spade, and he was just a riot. I was just loving everything he was saying. I mean, he was just making all of the contestants feel at home, and he was just, he brought a lightness. He brought like a light energy that I thought, because you know the contestants are all coming on, and they're just, you know, as probably as it if it were Christmas morning,
right?
And he was, you know, saying, you know, well, let's, you know, everyone, it's all right, you know, let's he was just kind of commanding the situation, and everyone felt at ease.
Well, David Spade is I was just gonna say that David Spade, he's kind of known for his quick wit and his sarcasm, and he really delivered in his hosting duties. I thought he did fabulous.
I just thought, and whenever I, you know, whenever I'm watching someone with a quick wit, or, you know, that can kind of punch, you know, there's fighters in the ring, you know, and when you watch like some sort of wrestling match, you know, and you go, wow, they're quick with their bodies. And then, you know, you see some sort of comedian that can kind of move with their minds, you know, and can move with words. I always think that's so special, and it's so interesting. It's just something that I just know nothing about. And when I look at it, I just see it, you know, as a prize fighter just in the ring.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I just have here, I have written down here, I just have the words, let the journey begin. And I think, you know, I'm not sure who said that, but I just loved hearing that and just thinking, well, here we go, you know, rubbing your hands together and saying, well, this is going to be a journey. Let the journey begin.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a dating show.
I'll tell you what, Dale, you know, this is all new to me, as I'm saying, but I was watching all these beautiful people, all of them with gorgeous smiles, all of them with gorgeous eyes, all of them with, you know, virileness. And I was thinking to myself, these are just, you know, this is so hopeful and bright.
It is nice to see such a fun location too. It really kind of just wipes away all your worries, and it, you know, they're kind of saying, hey, come along with us on this vacation.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Come along with us. It just felt like everyone was hand in hand, and they were saying, you know, with the viewers, and it just felt so welcoming and warm. And the place they were at, oh, it was gorgeous. This is scenery and the waves and I do have written down here scary monkeys, because there were some shots of the wildlife. It was beautiful, gorgeous wildlife. But then there were some monkeys that I kind of saw, and I went, well, now that's, you know, not a very welcoming sight, because they had their, you know, their jowls open and their eyes wide. And I thought, well, you know, you don't want that at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, not to mention all the crabs, too.
The crabs, and they kept talking about it, and then it was just so fun to see all of the animals and the crabs, and, you know, I wish they would have had some sort of underwater camera to see the fish.
That would have been very nice, yeah.
Yes, because, you know, that is something. We have the cameras in the air, and they have the drone cameras, and they have, you know, all those National Geographic cameras. But then, you know, they never have the underwater cameras, you know, what's going on down below, you know, wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, it would be fun, especially they're in a location with saltwater. I don't know if you know this, but saltwater fish are much more colorful than freshwater fish.
I had no idea. And what is that? And why is that, do you think?
I guess I would say maybe the salt makes them more colorful. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you put salt on the dish, like, you know, you make dinner or something and you go, oh, this needs a little salt. Perhaps it's the same with the fish.
Perhaps it is.
Well, I don't really know. You asked me, and that was my guess. I don't know if that's true.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, I was watching one of the characters, Ivan, and he was talking about energy. He was talking about, you know, good energy, that this person had good energy. And I thought, oh, that almost took me aback, because I went, well, gosh, if he can sense that, then he's another keeper. Because, you know, I'm a Noah. I love that nurse Noah. But Ivan, I feel, has a real sense of his surroundings. I feel he's in control of his surroundings, and I feel he can pick up on energies.
Oh, interesting. So you think maybe he has some sort of, is that called paranormal powers?
Well, I don't know if it goes as far as ghosts and ghouls, but I do think that it's something in the realm of that he can, he's got a deeper understanding of his surroundings, perhaps.
Interesting.
You know, just, you know, when you can hear, you know, when you go, do you hear that sound? Do you hear the beeping, you know, in the kitchen? And, you know, the person you're with goes, oh, I don't hear it. And then, you know, a month later, you look in a drawer and it's a watch, you know, that's been going off and you go, well, I heard it, you know. And I think it's a more ethereal than that. But I think that's the sense of being able to hear the beeping, the watch in the drawer that no one else can hear.
Okay.
And then we get, you know, there's this date card, which is, you know, they're handed a card by, you know, the powers that be. And then one of the women, which was Abigail, brunette, orange nails, says, thank you. She got the card and was able to take whichever man, you know, she wanted. And this was a chance for them to get to know each other. And who does she pick? But Noah, who I love, who I just think, and that's when they go to the pinata club and, you know, they're surrounded by these gorgeous, colorful pinatas. And he tells her, he says, you know, I have your number. And she's not going to hear it because, you know, she has her walls up. And he kind of holds a mirror up to her and says, you know, you better look here because I'm here to break your walls down. And they do end up kissing with a beautiful, you know, a beautiful kiss.
Yeah, when I was little, I always wanted a pinata. Like, I always wished and hoped that my parents would get me one for one of my birthdays. But I just don't think it was on their radar. And I don't think I've ever.
And they're fun.
Yeah, I've never. Fun. Well, I've never actually hit a pinata.
No, we've got to get you one, Dale, because I'll tell you what, you can put whatever you want in there, you know, and, you know, you can put candies, you can put money, you can put treats and gifts. And, you know, because they leave it, you know, they leave a little hole in there and then you can put whatever you want. And then, you know, you take a baseball bat or some sort of stick and you just, I mean, you know, it's just so much fun and it's such a release. You know, it's almost like screaming into a pillow.
Yeah, again, you know, I always wanted one when I was a kid, and my parents, it's just something I just never did. Yeah. They're not very expensive either. They're not very expensive.
And, you know, no. Well, yeah. I think they're, you know, just made out of paper and cardboard.
Paper mache. You know, I think it's paper mache is what it's called, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know who did this, but someone says, I need someone to go for what they want. And the woman said that, and then the man kissed her, and you know, and, oh, I think that was Trey to Tazwan. She said, I need someone to go for what they want, and then he took her by the arms and he just kissed her. And I thought, well, if that's not saying, because then afterwards she went, well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, she asked for it and she got it, and she said what she wants, and then he gave her what she wants.
And I think that's such a good lesson for, you know, it's saying, I want this. It's a power it's the power of intent. You know, it's saying, you know, looking toward the stars and saying, you know, I need a new attitude on life. And then, you know, taking it by the horns. And there was a lot of connections I was seeing. You know, a lot of people had connections, and there was the one, Joe the Butcher was wandering the beach, you know, because he had just lost
all by himself. He was all by himself.
he was all by himself. And it was very, you know, it was sad to see because, you know, we've all had heartaches. We've all had heartbreaks. And you just saw him wandering the beach, you know, in paradise. It's called Bachelor in Paradise. And here he was wandering the beach, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, well, open your eyes, you know, because you're in paradise. And then you have to think to yourself, well, but sometimes it's not so easy when you've got something else on the brain. And, you know, he ends up making a connection with Selena, the model, with a huge smile, just a gorgeous girl with a huge smile. And I just thought, well, this is the start of something.
Well, like what?
A relationship, you know, even just a connection, because they do kiss. And I just thought, this is the start of something. And I thought that was just a wake-up call for him to, you know, where his eyes opened and he went, okay, all right, I see, you know, I see maybe I am in paradise. Mm-hmm. So, Dale, what are your thoughts? I mean, who is the front runner here? I mean, what are your thoughts on Bachelor in Paradise?
Well, I thought that the nurse Noah, I did think that he was probably the nicest young man on the there are.
I agree. I thought he was such a good young man.
Are they on an island? Where are they?
You know, let me see here. Bachelor in Paradise. Where?
Oh, you think you just put in location? You can just put location.
Where are they? Location. Playa Escondida Resort in Sayulita, Mexico.
Well, that's interesting because, yeah, Mexico's not an island, of course.
Maybe, you know, it's an island in Mexico.
No, I don't think it's an island. I mean, Mexico has some nice nice locations that look very, very much like an island, but, you know, obviously they're not.
Let's see. How long would it take to get there from Rancho? Let's see. If we were just to take a little road trip, let's see. Rancho Cucamonga. 26 hour drive from Rancho.
It's a long drive. I think I'd rather fly.
You get on the I-10 East in Ontario, follow it to the I-19. Oh, wow. You take the I-19 for quite a while, for 510 miles.
Yeah, it's not something to do on a weekend, that's for sure.
Well, but by my Jetta, you know, I bet you'd say that the miles, you know, I bet you'd have something to say if I was trying to sell my Jetta.
Yeah, you don't want to put that many miles on your car in such a short period of time. Of course, you have the 16-valve head engine, so... You know, it is made to run at a sustained speed for a long time, but it's still not something I'd recommend, especially in such a hot, you know, humid, basically tropical climate, because the coolant that you use.
Well, you have to go through Arizona. You have to go from Phoenix through Tucson.
Yeah.
I wouldn't,
you don't really want to drive there.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, once you get to Phoenix, you know, you're halfway there. Well, you do have to go all the way down, though.
You had asked me, you know, what my thoughts were on the whole show. We just kind of got off on this tangent about driving there. But is it okay if we get back to what I was talking about?
Of course. Yes. No, I'd love to hear, because we're both newbies to this. You know, we've both have never seen this, and I'm just along for the ride now. You know, when Karen was talking about it, I was thinking to myself, well, you know, we don't, you know, I don't know what this is. And, you know, 10 minutes in, and I'll tell you what, Dale, I'm just hooked.
Yeah. I like Noah. I like Noah. I also like the little blonde girl that showed up. I believe she was, they said she was in other shows. What's her name?
Yes, I do.
That's somewhat of a stump.
She came late.
Yeah, she has a southern accent.
Desi or
Desi.
I think her name was Desi.
Yeah, she's a little firecracker.
Oh, that's good. That's what I'll write down. I'll say Desi Firecracker because that's perfect. Firecracker blonde. And then I'll write petite.
Once again, very gorgeous woman.
Yes, I'll put gorgeous too. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I mean, they're all just gorgeous. And
yeah,
just they're so, and their smiles are so bright and cheerful. And all of them have such positive energy to them. You know, no one's kind of sitting, you know, around going, you know, where's the entertainment? You know, where's, you know, they're all proactive, which I thought was so fun to see in young people, because you know everyone has their video games and their phones, but you know I didn't see one phone.
I didn't either.
You know, I didn't see him.
And what's, you know, it was refreshing too is all of the men and women seem to be very traditional. They're all looking for marriage. They're all looking to settle down.
They're all looking for marriage.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's, you know, they all seem to have good heads on their shoulders.
Yeah.
If you were to ride a bike, it would take 145 hours. 1,766 miles to ride your bike. Head north toward West Foothill Boulevard, turn right, turn left onto Sultana Avenue. Okay. So this is, you know, this would be quite a marathon, but this could be something.
Well, it could be done, sure, but I don't think anyone is really going to.
Well, Dale, I appreciate you coming on the show, you know, letting me use your password, your Hulu password. I won't say what it is.
I am Gallagher. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, this has been, you know, it's such a joy, and I just loved your takes on all of it, you know, and I thought, you know, you have such a fun way of looking at, you know, the things you're watching, and I'm just, this has just been such a gift.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
If anyone needs to buy a car or, you know, needs work on a car, please check out Dale Rogers in Rancho.
It's Dale Rogers Imports.
Dale Rogers Imports. He won't let you down. He has been a godsend in trying to find me a new car. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but you've got me thinking about another Jetta or perhaps a Tesla or even a, you know, what about a big truck, you know, something that, you know, would make the heads turn, you know, in Rancho.
Well, again, if anyone...
What do you think about a big truck?
Well, a big truck would be nice, but I just want to stipulate to everyone listening that you should come to me when you're ready to buy the car. Lydia's a personal friend of mine, so I do give advice, but you know, otherwise, how I make a living is selling cars and not I'm not a consultant, really. I'm just, you know, I'm more just sell the cars. So when you're ready to buy, not if you want advice, when you're ready to buy, you know, come see me.
What about a Chevrolet Trailblazer?
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine cars. Again, Lydia, we, you know, we're going on a few months here now, and you just texting me and you just text me the names of cars, you know.
Well, they come up, a Chevrolet Trailblazer, and it seems like it comes in some fun colors. It seems like this is some sort of teal. Because it's the colors that I look at. It's the colors that I, you know, I've got Tornado, my Jetta in Tornado Red, which I think is just such a, What's a Chevrolet Spark? Is that something I should have on my radar?
It's an electric car. I'm not sure if that one has a hybrid drivetrain, but, you know, the name Spark would, you know, lead me to believe it's electric.
I like this. Chevrolet Spark. Are those reliable?
Pretty much every car made now is reliable. It's not really any bad cars anymore.
What about a Chevrolet Colorado? That's a truck.
It's a truck, yeah.
It seems to be a truck.
Yeah, that's a nice, that's, those are nice. Yeah, those are very nice.
It's too big, I think. What about a Chevrolet?
A Chevrolet what?
A Chevrolet Bolt EV.
Yeah, that's electric. That's what EV stands for, is electric vehicle.
I think that I'd rather have the Spark than the Bolt.
Okay.
Because it's just a tad bigger.
Uh-huh.
And then what are kind of the options that I could go with the Spark?
What are the options? You mean like there's different colors?
Just the navigational, and they're doing the self-driving now.
Right, yeah, I'm not sure how good Chevrolet's technology is with self-driving. I know Tesla.
Each Spark trim level comes with a 98 horsepower, 1.4 liter four-cylinder Ecotec engine.
Oh, okay, so then yes, that means it is a hybrid. So the Ecotec engine is your standard gasoline engine, and that's there to provide you with supplemental power should you run out of battery power. Mm. So yeah, so that's a hybrid. Whereas the Bolt is purely electric.
Some of these colors are so fun. I mean, I'm looking at pink.
You don't see pink cars anymore. Mm. What are you looking at, Lydia?
The Chevrolet Spark. Something about it. I think I just have a feeling about it. The attractive subcompact hatchback is the perfect car for driving around the city. And its impressive standard and available features are much more than you might expect from its low MSRP.
That's, yes, manufacturer suggested retail price.
Black rocker moldings.
Yeah, that's just the area below the doors.
5-speed manual transmission, available touring suspension.
Manual transmission. Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
Not in a couple years. But it has rear park assist and forward collision alert. So, put that on the list. I think this could be something. All right, Dale. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise with me, Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo. Hopefully next week, my co-host Karen Mitchell will be back with us. But thank you, Dale Rogers, for stepping in and helping me on this wonderful journey that is finding true love on Bachelor in Paradise.
Thank you, Lydia. I had a wonderful time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.